Our lives are woven together. As much as I enjoy my own company, I no longer imagine I can get through a single day completely on my own. Even if I am on vacation in the mountains, I am eating food someone else has grown, living in a house someone else has built, using electricity someone else is distributing to my house. Evidence of interdependence is everywhere. As I was growing up, I remember being carefully taught that independence, not interdependence, was everything. When I was face to face with the consequence of some action, my mother's favorite remark was, "Now that you've made your bed, lie on it." Total independence is a dominant thing in our culture. I imagine what my parents were trying to teach me was to take responsibilities for my actions and my choices. And I grew up believing that I was supposed to be totally independent and consequently became very reluctant to ask for help. I would do almost anything not to be a burden and not require any help from anybody. When I became ill, my illusions of total independence vanished in an instant. All of a sudden, I had to face the fact that I could do nothing, not even sit up, without someone else's intervention. I began to realize that not asking for help is, in fact, selfish. I love to help people. If I don't let them help me back, I am not allowing them the same satisfaction I enjoy. Learning this lesson has allowed me once and for all to see that my life really is a part of a larger whole.